Welcome to Nutty Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving headfirst into the huge news, Anthropic's Claude 3.7 Sonnet. This isn't just another LLM, folks. This is a game changer.
A game changer, you say? Color me intrigued. What makes this Claude so special? Is it the name, Sonnet? Sounds like a Shakespearean tragedy waiting to happen.
Not quite. It's a hybrid reasoning model. Think two brains in one. It can give you those snappy, near-instant answers we all crave, but also switch gears into deep, step-by-step thinking mode. It's like having a cheetah and a wise old owl in the same AI.
Whoa, hold on. So one model, two thinking styles, that's wild. But what about the actual performance? Does it live up to the hype?
Absolutely. The benchmarks are insane. Across the board, even without the extended thinking, it's up there with the top reasoning models. But engage that extended thinking, and things get really interesting. Math, physics, coding, it excels. I'm calling it now, this is the new coder's best friend.
Hold up, best coding model? Even better than, you know, the other one? The one we're not supposed to name?
Yes, and this is coming from a coding enthusiast. I see this eclipsing even those tools that rode the wave of Claude 3.5's success. Remember how Cursor and Bolt.new blew up? This is that, but amplified. Way amplified. This model is a whole other ballgame.
You mentioned something about a shift in focus, not just code competitions, but real-world tasks. Tell me more.
Exactly. They've wisely moved away from those abstract competition problems to focus on what developers actually need day-to-day. It's all about practicality here, which is music to my ears.
So it's not just a brain in a jar, but a brain with hands? They mentioned Claude Code, right? What's that about? Is it a code editor? A debugger? A magical coding genie?
Closer to a coding genie. It's a tool in your terminal that can interact with your code base, answer questions, even implement changes across multiple files. Runs commands, pushes to GitHub, the whole nine yards. I even got into the limited preview. Stay tuned for a dedicated video on that.
I'm hearing GitHub integration. How does that work exactly? Can it handle private repos? What are the limitations?
You can feed it context directly from GitHub, public or private. Super useful. And on the artifact pane, you can control the thinking budget, how long Claude spends chewing on a problem. More tokens, more thinking time, better answers. Simple as that.
A visible thought process, you say. Why is that a good thing? Sounds kind of messy, no?
Actually, it's brilliant. Builds trust, allows for checking, and helps us understand how Claude arrives at its solutions. Plus, it's fascinating to watch. Kind of like those DeepSeek R1 thought processes, if you're familiar.
Wait. Pokemon? Did they really test it on Pokemon? That's unexpected.
Yeah, it's a fun and oddly revealing benchmark. Claude 3.5 got past Vermilion City, earned the Surge badge. It's like the ultimate Turing test. Can an AI conquer Kanto?
Unbelievable. So summing up, hybrid reasoning, coding prowess, terminal integration, GitHub sync, visible thinking, and Pokemon mastery. Is there anything this thing can't do?
World domination, yet. But seriously, this is a massive leap forward. Keep an eye out for my deep dive on Claude Code, and until next time on Nutty's show, happy coding, cooking, and financing. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.